Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, your source for breaking news, business trends, and economic forecasts here and abroad that impact one-third of America's economy. And now your hosts, Lou Weiss and Tim Grady.
Okay, Craig, you're going to have to cut this little front section off while I get Lou on the call here.
Ken?
Okay, there you are.
Okay. All right, so let me hold on. Did you want to take any stuff out before we start the show, or do you want to leave it until we're done? We have to be done in 20 minutes because I have a,
no,
I have a 10:30.
No, I'm good. Then I don't need to be here. If you're going to do that, then I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
You're doing anything for lunch? You free for lunch?
I'm leaving for Colorado tomorrow night, so I am up to my eyeballs.
Okay.
Right now, if you have something you need to talk about, I can carve out some time, but...
No, we can... You're coming back when? Next Wednesday?
Yes. But I'll be in tomorrow morning for a little bit.
Okay.
And obviously all day.
Okay. All right, we're going to start in a minute, Tim.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll play the intro.
What were you going to say,
Tim, just give me a heads up when it's done, and I'll start chopping it together.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'll send you an email as soon as we finish.
Yeah, he just left. All right, what time do you have? 15?
I have 10:13, and we have 21 minutes left here.
And I got it. We got to be off by 29.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, your source for breaking news, business trends, and economic forecasts here and abroad that impact one-third of America's economy. And now your hosts, Lou Weiss and Tim Grady.
Welcome, everyone, to Manufacturing Talk Radio. We have a very interesting show for you today. Before we get to that, I'm going to jump over to Lou Weiss up in our New Jersey studio. But this is a rather lengthy show. I suggest you all stay tuned right through to the end. This is really some very important information, and the nuances come close to the end of the show. So stay tuned. But before we get to that, Lou, how are things up in the New Jersey studio?
It's wonderful, wonderful. We're busy as hell, and I just came back from Washington last week at an AM event and went to the Capitol and met with some senators and, told them our story about the way we'd like to see things going. And we had some very receptive ears, which remained to be seen. That being said, being that we do have a long show today, I just wanted to give our postscript from last week, which in itself was a rather interesting show in that we did actually have two shows, one on Tuesday and one on Wednesday. It was our global economic shows. We had Chris Keel from Armada Corporation Intelligence discussing the CMI, the Credit Managers Report. We had Royce Lowe from the UK talking UK and EU, and Chad Moutre from the National Association of Manufacturing talking about, and he's the economist for NAM, obviously talking about the numbers as they see it. All in all, the numbers are looking pretty good, and, you know, with a certain amount of hesitation on my side, but everybody says everything is looking better. After today's show, I don't know if everyone's going to feel that. The second show we did last week on Wednesday, we had Chung Wang, who's our reporting, contributing reporter in China. And we had Norbert Ohr from Strategis, who reports on 18 different PMI reports from around the world and around the U.S. So there was a lot of numbers. The good thing about it is that there's a lot of numbers, and it seems as though all the numbers are going in the same direction, which is good. Just like we have 17 Intel agencies in the United States that are all going in the same direction as well. But that's a whole other topic. News, a couple items that are noteworthy. Parker Hannifin has announced that they're opening up a Macedonia, Ohio plant for additive manufacturing that's going to be producing new jobs and more jobs. Next item is that BMW, which has been here in the United States for 25 years, in Spartanburg, South Carolina, they are celebrating their 25th anniversary this week as the world's largest auto plant, and they're investing an additional $600 million and adding another 1,000 jobs to the already 9,000 jobs that they already have. They built last year at that plant 411,000 BMWs, which is, you know, really phenomenal. Harry Mosher, I don't know if you all remember who Harry is. Tim and I meet Harry almost at every event that we go to. He is the president and CEO of the Reshoring Initiative. He stated that, he came out with a statement this week that between 2010 and 2016, 265,000 jobs came back to the U.S. That's something. It's not huge, but it's a pretty good number, even though it's over a six-year period. It seems as though that the primary reason that these jobs are coming back, and you all ought to remember this when you hear it in mainstream media, if you happen to hear that, that the reason why a lot of jobs are coming back to the U.S. is because the companies that left and went to foreign countries to open plants had certain tax benefits. Those tax benefits are expiring. And now they're beginning to get tax benefits from the U.S., or will even get bigger ones if President Trump does some of the things that he says he's going to do. So it's not that we're making it so advantageous for the employees, but it is because the companies are getting a break to come back to the United States. So that I thought that was a pretty important comment in regards to reshoring. Next item, and the last item. This is it's really quite the story. The Paris Air Show is going on as we speak, and General Electric has created a new engine called LEAP, L-E-A-P, and it's a very highly efficient engine. And in the LEAP engine, there are a total of 19 3D printed parts. And because of the methodology in being able to print these parts, these gas nozzles that they use create an extremely efficient engine, to the point that each engine saves 15% of fuel. That's huge, big numbers, and they sold at the Paris Air Show 1,660 new engines, which added to what they've already sold this past year of a total of 14,000 engines. GE is really cooking with gas. They're really doing a great job and creating efficient engines. It seems that they're doing real well at the Paris Air Show, and actually it is the hit of the show. They've sold a total at the show of $27 billion worth of these 1,660 engines. So I would say that they're probably partying pretty well at nighttime. Tim, that's it.
Okay, Luke, appreciate
where are we going? Now let's scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Yeah, right. Now we've got to teach people how to cover their assets. They
like
need to mitigate risk. They need to take a serious look at the companies they're doing business with. I know there's a tendency when you have a supplier to assume the supplier is just fine and they promise a good delivery and you get a good price and you might not look beyond that. But what Jerry Flum and Peter Rosa are going to tell us is that we've got to look beyond just that cursory relationship and get a feel for the credit strength of the supplier. And you might want to change suppliers. You might want to change credit terms. There's a number of things you need to do to mitigate risk. So let's get to Jerry and Peter from Credit Risk Monitor.
Tim, I'd like to make one. I'd like to bring out one point. And when you folks are listening to Jerry and Peter, think about this point that I'm going to bring up. This past week, a very large steel service center chain by the name of AM Castle has filed Chapter 11, and they have a total of 30 divisions, all of which are different service centers supplying different types of steel products. Had major corporations had the services of Jerry and Peter, I won't give the name yet, I'll let you do that. If they had the service of Jerry and Peter, these large corporations would not, they would have known that AM Castle was on the verge of bankruptcy. And they've got a great service, not expensive, and it's something that I think our listeners should be aware of and recognize that their service is really vital. So that being said, take it away, Tim.
And that's our intro.
Okay.
Now we just need to do the extra, which you normally start off, and then I close it up.
Okay. So, which I'm going to do next week's show. Okay. 5 seconds. Well, that was a pretty awakening show that we just had. I think I'm going to have to start looking into ways of protecting our assets as well. Jerry Flum and Peter Roma really make a reasonable argument for what's going on and what the next bubble may be. That being said, let's talk a minute about next week's show. We have Tim Fiore from the Institute of Supply Management. He's the new chair of the report on business, and he will be discussing the PMI for June. And actually, we're going to be doing that show on July 4th, and we'll be there. You don't have to listen to it. You can listen to it afterwards or on podcasts. But we are expecting that we are going to see some very good numbers. We're also going to have Dr. Chris Keel, who is our economic humorist, and he works for Amada Corporate Intelligence, and he's the economist as well for Fabricators and Manufacturing Association International, otherwise known as the FMA. And he'll be discussing the Credit Managers Index, which is all indicators to a lot of things that Jerry and Peter spoke about. So we're tying all these economic shows together so you get a pretty good feel to some degree on how you should be monitoring your business and how you should be looking to do things to protect your business. Tim?
Thanks, Lou. That's exactly right. That's the kind of the purpose of Manufacturing Talk Radio, is to give manufacturers a heads up. We've been doing this now over 3 years, closing in on 4 years, and have gotten a lot of nice compliments back. All of our shows are at mfgtalkradio.com, so you can refer back to any of them. We also have news articles that are posted there daily. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We certainly appreciate all of our listeners and all of the viewers and people who tune in to Manufacturing Talk Radio. And that concludes our very long show for this week, and we'll be back again next week with Manufacturing Talk Radio. Have a good week, folks. Bye for now. And we're out.
We don't do a music extra.
Oh, shit, I forgot it. I'll have Craig put it on.
Yeah, I thought we did. Okay.
Yeah, he can just jack it on. I'll put that in
the
email.
That's one that you usually miss the button by about a half a second.
Yeah, unfortunately, she starts talking instantly.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful I don't over-talk her by trying to get out and time it perfectly.
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard. All right, so let Craig know what we're doing. And
yeah, we'll do. I'll send him an email right now.
All right, we'll talk in a bit.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.